All right, so let's say you switch to EasyNav and now you need to implement your behavior trees. Robin Miller is going to present an option for that, so thank you very much.
All right, yeah, thank you for this nice transition. So I'm Robin, I'm from the Technical University in Darmstadt, and I work mostly with aerial robotics. And two years ago, I started working with my master's thesis, and I tried to develop an automated mission management tool for using it with PX4. And I tried to use behavior trees for this, and this is how this project developed, because there was no real integration with Rust 2 that allowed me to use it in PX4 as I wanted. So yeah. I don't have the time to explain to you what behavior trees are, but I'm just going to give you a small introduction. So why do we need something like behavior trees or state machines? It basically gives us the possibility for intelligent robotics to implement decision-making logic and reactive mechanisms. And usually behavior trees, they promise composability, modularity, and this reactivity that I spoke of. And it doesn't let us drown in this spaghetti logic that state machines usually do, because in state machines, each state has a transition to another, and the more states, the more transitions you have. So this can get very complicated once your project scales. So I looked into the ecosystem, and I found that there's lots of frameworks or lots of implementations of behavior trees, and also some integrations into ROS. And I found that the Python integrations are usually a bit more usable than the C++ ones. But I wanted to have the deterministic timing and of C++, and also the robustness in resource-constrained environments, since I was working with drones, and this could become an issue in the future. So I decided to do this in C++, and there obviously there was behavior TCPP, and David, by now you should be very flattered, since it's another dev call at dev talk that mentions your work. And I tried to